Today we celebrate the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. That is a great and deep mystery of our faith. Let us find out what are the calls of the Word of God for us today. First, we are called to praise and glorify God. To praise and glorify God for His revelation to us, for showing to us as a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity. He is a God full of compassion. To praise and glorify God for being our God, for choosing us to be His people, not only Israel, but all of us, all peoples and nations. That is a great reason to praise God and to glorify God for choosing us to be His own. We are called to praise and glorify God for sending His Son, Jesus Christ, not to condemn us, but to save us. A great reason to praise and glorify God. We are called to praise and glorify God for the action of the Holy Spirit, who guide us and make us to call Him Father. He is the one who moved us to recognize God as our Father. To praise and glorify God for the many blessings and graces we enjoy every day in our life. St. Paul encouraged the believers to live in peace, to work for unity and concord among them, as it is the will of the Father. We all know that this is still a challenge for all of us, to do our best to live and to work for peace and unity in our families, in our community, our countries, and the world. That perhaps the things that we can do for unity and for peace will be our best testimony of the love and presence of the Lord among us. It should be the inspiration to guide us to be united and to work for peace and unity. St. John in the Gospel pointed out in a very clear way what is the purpose of the incarnation of Jesus, the Son of God. As I say already, it's not to condemn, but to save us and to save the world. And all of that, because of the love of God the Father for the world and for us. But as we hear in the Gospel, in our sight, we must believe in Him and we must follow Him. So the last challenge, the last call for us today, but not the least, is to renew our faith. To renew our faith in the presence of God in our life, in the presence of God in our history, and in the creation and the nature among us. to renew our faith in the presence of Jesus in all the sacraments, but especially in the one that we are gathered to celebrate, the sacrament of the Eucharist. And to renew our faith in the Holy Spirit, knowing that He is the one who can guide us to the truth, knowing that He is the one to reveal to us the words of the Father, knowing that He is the glorified of Jesus and the revealer of the will and the being of God in our life. But more important than knowing things and concepts about the Trinity and about God is to know God, is to have the experience of His love, is to have experienced His mercy and compassion. I know that you know already many things about the Trinity, but most of them are here, concepts and ideas. The big challenge is to experience God in our life and to experience His love, His mercy, His compassion. Is to know that He is our loving Father. Is to know, love, and follow Jesus, being His disciples. And is to feel the graces of the Holy Spirit working and acting in our own life and in the life of the world. That is the big invitation today. Let us experience that Trinity, that presence of the Trinity in our life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.